kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word we style. Kick the mothers out. Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word we style. Kick the mothers out. There are two types of children running in the race. Those who gender bonded and those called into grace. Preach the truth of freedom, then watch those bondage pout. So do the Lord a service, kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word we sound. Kick the mothers out. Listen with the holy glow. To preach another gospel, quickly tell them no. Then curse them for their effort. Would please the Lord, no doubt. Do trust His word of promise and kick the mothers out. Hey, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be sound. Kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout. With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be sound. Kick the mothers out.
Well, we've joined Reno now. That was an interesting song. Kick the mothers out. They'll win every time if you leave them in the church. They'll take over. There's no compromise. You know, I may be the only preacher of the gospel since the Apostle Paul, too cold in here, that understands the necessity of that message that he gave the Galatians. And I may be the only one. He preached it, but didn't do it. He let them wear him down. And he cried wolf, but didn't do it. I may be the only preacher in the world that does it. Paul talked about it, stated the truth. I do it. I believe it. He didn't do it. Old softy Paul. He let him wear him down. You know that? He didn't do it. As a result, they kicked him out. He founded all those churches in Asia And then he had to, at the end of his ministry, say, all Asia's forsaken me. Criticizing his bonds. He preached it, but didn't do it. I understand that. There were a lot of years I preached truths, and then I said, you know, most people are like me. When they hear the truth, they'll change. No, they won't. I get more Calvinistic as the days go on. Some people are destined to make it, and some ain't going to make it. Some soil's good. Some soil's bad. And the church needs a reformation today because it's too full of them mothers. And they're bandy-legged offspring. And that loose-loined bunch will swallow you up if you don't get them out. Where do you get that? Kick the mothers out. That ain't very Christian. It's the only Christian thing. Paul preached it and didn't do it. Suffered the consequences of his own message. I think it's time to go to Galatians again. Galatians 4. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Answer, yes. In their view. Tell me, he says in the 21st verse of the 4th chapter. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law. I want to tell you something. There's only grace and law. That's it. There ain't no middle ground. There is the righteousness of grace, which is the power of God. Dynamite, dunamis, is the Greek word. Power of God unto salvation. That's the good news of the gospel. That's the gospel. Good news. Paul wasn't ashamed of that. But if you form an amalgam in the church of those that say, yes, there's grace, but them buts will smother you every time. Big old smothering butts. They'll do it to you. Some of you people that listen to me and left the church and could never understand why, I'm telling you. It was so big you probably couldn't define it, but you knew you had to get out from under that thing. I mean, some of you out there fought for air. And all them people acclimated to the big butts of traditional religion. Had somebody, you know, I had to send the message back and ask the voice of faith, when are you going to learn to quit giving me negative messages? You're supposed to be the screening process. Don't let anybody with their stupid negative messages have the satisfaction of them getting to me. Somebody called from Memphis, wanted me to explain a verse of scripture that they misquoted. I only had to read two lines to know that they wanted to try to trap me the same way that the Pharisees came to Jesus. I said, how many wives is he going to have up in heaven? Of course, they were dreaming about dinging up there, and Jesus sure put an end to that. Their view of heaven wasn't quite the right one. If I got anybody in the hall, let them in. There's always those people that want to give you a verse of scripture to trap you. And just like Jesus' day, they misquote it. Want me to explain what it means to separate from the world? Well, you got, you know, if you don't know what the world is, you can't really lay that on me, can you? The Greek word's cosmos. Didn't have a damn thing to do with what the Amish think the world is. You take that traditional philosophy of the church, then you shouldn't ride in automobiles. Shouldn't use commodes. Shouldn't eat with a knife and fork. Shouldn't wear clothes. Anybody knows God started them out without even a fig leaf. You know, worldliness, it's whatever some traditional mother and her son wants to condemn because they don't know how to do it. Cosmos is best translated as frame of reference. It's the way the world views things. If you were of the world would love his own. But you're not of the world because I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I don't have any trouble with that verse of scripture when you translate it right. But all these mothers, you know, believe it means cigars, makeup, doing what they don't know how to do. Or are so ugly, nobody would want to do it with them. Who'd want to dance with a barrel? There's only grace and law, friends. Law is the religion that says it's will worship. God saves you, but by cracky, you better do this and not do that. How many times do I have to say it? Grace is power as well as a theory. And grace is a gift of God's substance, the same life that raised up Jesus from the dead. And it'll change you. But it'll change you according to the will of God, not according to the will of some dumb mother and her kid that have been running the church for years with a mentality of a moron. Thank God I went on TV nationally to tell some of you people that moved out from under all the butts that you really didn't have to acclimate yourself to that constricted atmosphere. Now tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. Didn't take any miracle. You could join the church in a humble little tent of Abram and Hagar, and you didn't need any of God's help to do what they did. You could produce your works of the flesh without very much practice even. You brought your equipment with you to the tent meeting. All you had to do was direct it the right way. And God didn't even have to come in a tent. No divine help needed. But he of the free woman was by promise. You had to grab hold of a promise of God. That takes a little more effort than grabbing them other things. They didn't have electricity in those days, but old Abram could go in that tent and drop the flap, and he could find his way around with no help from God. The one born of the free woman was by promise. The one born of the free woman was the product of that which was impossible and could only be accomplished by refusing to waver in spite of circumstances. The promise of God, you would hang on to that, and God would do the rest. It's so plain, I don't even know how to confuse it. Well, which things are an allegory, Paul said. That's obvious. God could have written a lot of things. It says in the Old Testament, that tell me all the miracles that Elisha did, and it references that there's miracles not recorded. You who know the story of Elisha know that God specifically recorded the miracles that had a meaning of resurrection power. Lots of miracles Elisha did were not recorded because the Old Testament was a record put down by God designed to be a shadow of things to come, designed to either in word or deed lay out a drama that is to be unfolded in full meaning in the New Testament. They're a shadow, an allegory. Well, I know which one was divine and which one wasn't then. For these are the two covenants. The one from the Mount Sinai. Well, now I don't have to read any further. God came down on Mount Sinai. The Holy Spirit thundered. God hid Moses in the cleft of the rock and showed him his hinder parts. Nothing in God's word by accident. I think it's rather significant that when God gave the law on Sinai, he let Moses see his rear end. You say, that's blasphemous. It ain't either. It's the inerrant word of God. When you come to Jesus who revealed grace, he says, you've seen me, you've seen the Father, you've seen all that you need. You know the Father in the fullness. When he gives the law, you get to see his rear end. That's what the inerrant word of God says. Hit him in a rock. Let him see his hinder parts. There's great meaning in that. Well, I believe when I'm telling you, are you going to put the Ten Commandments down? No, I'm going to leave them right up there on the hill where God gave them. Don't you believe the Ten Commandments? Well, I believe they're fine. I don't want to kill anybody except piss ants. Ain't no law against killing a piss ant. Those little irritating things. They rise up like a flood to cripple us while we're fighting giants. You know, just attach permanent spray guns of Raid to your ankles and keep marching forward and kill the giants. Anything that comes off Sinai gotta be from God. About all some people ever see in the church, God's hinder parts. And they think they've talked to him face to face. Not everybody, as I said many times, not everybody sees in the Bible what I see. It's a gift. It's a gift of seeing the obvious. These are two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, well, that has to be the good one. Jesus was the Word of God. Facing God. That's what it means in John's Gospel. The Word was with God. It means facing God. Turn from God. Dwelled among us, faced us, and led God, exegesis is the word, from behind the curtain and put him on display, declared him, John 1:18 says. Sinai was one covenant, the one from the Mount Sinai, where Moses saw God's hinder parts, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. Now, I've preached on this about a dozen times, but I want to be sure that nobody's missed it. I painted a picture. Those guys that run up on Mount Sinai and find a new way to preach the law and come running down the hill like they've discovered it. Go over there to my painting. I don't need all of you on my face. Get over there, I saw the light. What do you got all these cameras on me for? I can look at that. I don't need a camera on my hinder parts. I paint a painting about this. These people that run up to Mount Sinai. See that guy running down the hill there? He just made a new trip to Sinai. He's discovered the law anew, and he's coming down to beat you to death with it. Get over there to the right, you know, when he gets a rubber woman to sing it with him. Over to the right, friend. Whatever you got clouding your camera, take it out. There he is. He's been to Sinai. The covenant that gendereth the bondage. And here they come, docile and willing, to have the truth beat into them. Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. I'm sorry, friends. All this but added to grace, but you gotta do this. Well, James said, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Well, James was a jerk. We've already taught on him. Get the tape. He misquoted scripture in regard to Hagar, or rather Rahab. He misquoted scripture in regard to Abram's offering of Isaac. God's word will stand the test and interprets itself. And he was too uneducated to understand the meaning of the word pisteo. You see, there's been a war in the church ever since New Testament days. They fought at Jerusalem and they couldn't argue Paul down, so they said, you go to the Gentiles. We don't really care about them anyway. It's like the two brothers again. The one took the Siamese cat and clutched it to his chest and then said to his brother, now you choose. James and Peter and the crowd down there at Jerusalem, they clutched all the chosen people to God and said, you go out there, Paul, and now you choose the alley cats, in their view, the Gentiles. They weren't convinced. They just lost the argument. I'm telling you, these mothers will not change. They're not about to change. They don't have anything. They have relied on their self-righteous works and condemned everybody else in sight. When you pull the rug out from under them and say, your righteousness is filthy rags, they can't stand the humiliation of being told, you're a worthless sinner, friend. There ain't nothing that you can do. I don't care where you turn in the church world today. The message is full of the buts. Jesus saves, and the grace message is just the prelude. It's the bait to get you under the butts. And you know what follows. And I'm telling you, it's the bait to get you in the tent. And you know what Abram did to Ahab? Or rather to Hagar, not Ahab. I don't think there was anybody else in the tent at that particular moment. I mean, the church is sitting there in that tent, you know? And they want you in there because they want to do it to you. And they've been doing it over us. And doing it to us. And when they finish, they say they've blessed us. I mean, it's bad enough to get the treatment without having it misdefined. You ever been attacking that tent by one of them traditional Christians? And after they've done their number on you, they try to tell you it was ecstasy. They tell you they did it in the name of the Lord. That's what makes it worse. There are two covenants. These are an allegory. One from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage. Which one is that? Sarah or Hagar? The product of faith, not wavering on a promise, or fleshly effort designed to achieve God's will by the energy you've got. That's all he's saying. Sinai is Hagar. That means the butt religion derived from some modern rendition of Sinai's rules is cavorting in the tent. Well, I feel good, you know, I just feel good. To finally conform to God's will and do that which I'm sure will produce what He wants. I'm sure Abram felt good. And he produced his little Ishmael. And he sat and looked at it and said, "This is my doing." And he literally begged God on one occasion. "Oh, that Ishmael might be before me. Let me keep Ishmael. I now understand that Ishmael is not going to be the one through whom the promise that reveals God's grace, God's power, and God's glory. But let me have a little of both. I now love Isaac too, but don't make me get rid of Ishmael. I mean, I like to sit by the fire in my old age and see little Ishmael run around the campfire and say, 'I did something too.'" You know, there are some traditional Christians as emotionally attached to their Ishmaels. Your honest effort to achieve God's will and the product of the deeds in your life, the results of applied willpower, you're as proud of that. You'd carry a picture around if you could, and when somebody saw you, you'd say, I just happen to have a picture. Oh, I now know Ishmael is the way to go. I mean, Isaac's the way to go. But I like Ishmael too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I can understand it. Too hot now. I mean, you can learn to love an Ishmael. I mean, all the members of the family of God gathered around and said, isn't he cute? Isn't he pretty? Let it knock, I don't care. Isn't Ishmael pretty? I mean, fathers of Ishmael get nominated to deacon boards. They become elders in churches. They got pretty kids. I mean, for 20 years, I haven't smoked. God didn't deliver me from smoking. I mean, I'm still young, old. I'm a young man, but I still remember in the early days of revival when people came to God and got delivered from things that God wanted to deliver them from. They didn't have to force it on anybody else. Nobody forced it on them. God delivered them. Old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. It wasn't through anything they did. The force of life in them, in the simplicity of their faith, displaced the old man. And they were surprised themselves. I can remember when people were changed and stopped doing things they didn't even know was wrong because nobody told them they were wrong. But enculturated Christianity learns how to produce Ishmaels. I mean, you're taught from your youth up how to produce Ishmaels. You go to the tent meeting. Everybody does it the same way. Out come the Ishmaels. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. And before long, you can all, you know, they all look alike. Little look-alike Ishmaels running around, little brown Christians. They all look alike. Christianity's looking like me. You find newborn life, born there in the shadow of Sinai, and you've got to rip its guts out and chop its life away. You just got to pull that life out of that newborn. Go back to the newborn. You just can't let it grow into something beautiful. You got to pull its guts out. Green symbolizing life. The redemption of Christ symbolized in the silver and the water of life eternal that's flowing. You got to chop it off. And you got to cut that newborn Christian born in the shadow of Sinai. You got to cut him down quickly. And all these witnessers with their chainsaws and their scissors and their ropes and their drills have got to dash out there and make everybody just like them, separated from the world. Everybody's ugly. You can like it or lump it, friend. This is Paul's testament. The Reformation has been born. Every Reformation in the church has been born with a return to Paul. Luther, Martin Luther said, I'm married to Galatians. Concerning James, he says it's a tacky little epistle. There isn't a word of gospel in it. That's the man that led the Reformation, friends. But we're so surrounded by ignorant descendants of Ishmael, they don't even know their history, much less their Bible. Luther said that. Yes, Luther said that. Do you realize how long has the United States existed? 200 years? We've come quite a ways in 200 years, haven't we? Twice 200 years. Somewhere between the 300th and the 400th year, James was finally accepted as a canonized book. Do you realize that the church grew, was energized by the Spirit, and conquered the Roman Empire without being bothered by James? Longer than the United States existed, the saints never had to hear James read as a canonized book. Oh, to live in first century Christianity. Paul went to the Gentiles with the good news, the message of the gospel, and Rome was conquered. The legalist stayed in Jerusalem and died, and would have died sooner if Paul hadn't taken up offerings from the Gentiles to support him. When are people going to learn their lesson? Churches die downtown with the message of James. We'll flower and reach the nation with the gospel. I don't think I'm right. I know I'm right. And the weight of all history is behind me. The Reformation was born when Luther got his fill of the penance springing out of the legalism that had been re-stamped on the church. And with the searing light of Paul's words, the just shall live by faith, reform the church. There's only two messages. There are only two ways. Law and grace. Law is that application of willpower. I'm going to grind myself into this accomplishment of God's will. And everybody else that I can grind. And we'll all come out little brown lookalikes. Like that painting I painted. Aren't they pretty? And to make sure we don't feel uncomfortable, we're going to take our chainsaws and drills and scissors, and every time we find a new convert that has the life of God in him, we're going to cut it out. Grind away, chop away, pull and push away, and produce little Ishmaels. Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. This Agar is Mount Sinai in Jerusalem. Aha! Now we've come from the tent meeting that Abram and Hagar had to Sinai to Jerusalem. Those people that just simply would not give up their butts and therefore said, all right, we can't argue you down, Paul, but you go to the Gentiles. We're going to require circumcision. We're going to cut on them. And we're going to add the law to grace, and you go to them Gentiles. We don't want them anyway. Am I boring you?
No.
This Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth, or is in the same rank with, Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. Who do you think he is talking about? Jerusalem, which now is. He's talking about the church of Jerusalem. He's talking about James. He's talking about those that seem to be somewhat, that the best they could do when he came to Jerusalem with his new convert was send out peeping toms to spy on their liberty. This Jerusalem, which now is, he says, is Mount Sinai, and it's Abram and Hagar in a tent, accomplishing God's word, God's will, by fleshly effort. And this Jerusalem, which now is in bondage with her children. The record and testimony of the church fathers is that James wouldn't take a bath till he died for fear he would be worldly and do something that offended God. Well, I'll say this. He sure proved that he'd rather offend man than God. You don't have to wonder if he's in heaven. You'll smell him when you get there. They're all around us, friends. Well, but now I want to give you this verse of scripture over there and whatnot. Well, go ahead. I'm like Luther. I'm married to Galatians. I quit playing the field. I'm married to Galatians. I'm tired of these one verse stands. This Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. This Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth, or is in the same rank, to Nashville, which now is, First Baptist, which now is, First Assembly of God, which now is, First Church of the Nazarene, which now is, First Church of Christ, which now is. You make a name for yourself, friend, if you build your message off Sinai. My friend, you are in the same rank with Sinai and Agar, and you're in bondage with your children. But Jerusalem, which is above, it doesn't get its directive from Springfield. It doesn't get its directive from Nashville or Cleveland, Tennessee, or Anderson, Indiana, or Santa Ana, or Glendora, or any other such localized spot. Jerusalem, which is above, is free. Well, now, Paul said, I agree, all things are lawful, but not all things are well. That's right. Not all things are expedient. Not all things build up Christ. Not all things exercise the responsibility of freedom that I have for my Lord. That's between me and him. Ain't none of your cotton picking business. You take your chain, choke yourself to death. Oh, how they love to put those appendages on. Can't function in Hagar's tent without appendages. The bigger the appendage, the greater the spiritual pride. fleshly Christianity. Old big-boobed Hagars. Saying, come and see me sometime. No patent Abrahams. Can't wait to show off their product. Look at my Ishmaels. The average church spends 90% of its time potty training Ishmaels. Making them. Spruce up. To be presented to God, crying with Abraham, oh, that Ishmael might be set before my face. It is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. He pulls it out of the passage that follows the wondrous Isaiah 53 into the 54th chapter. We didn't go through all these labor pains. We didn't have to travail. Well, it ain't fair, you know. I've been going through these labor pains to produce Ishmaels for years. I've been letting Abram crawl all over me. I don't even think Abram used brute. I'll bet you anything. Hagar endured it. Now it's written, you that know the law, rejoice thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry thou that travailest not. We desolate ones hath many more children than she which hath an husband. He's quoting out of Isaiah 54, the first application of Isaiah 53. And that chapter contrasts the Jew with the lost tribes of Israel, included in the Gentiles. The Jew that had lived under law, the one that God did not divorce. Jeremiah said he divorced Israel, he didn't divorce Judah. And the one that had a husband, never produced children, like the one that was divorced, and now that Jesus died, the law incarnate in the message of Isaiah 53, which is the passages that are being drawn from here by Paul. The minute that Isaiah 53 closes, where he was wounded for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. With his stripes we are healed. The opening of the 54th chapter's rejoice to the barren one. The one that had been his wife of his youth, or of the youth, her youth, but had been rejected. The one that had received God's anger for a short time, but now he would return to her. The fulfillment is in Romans 7, where you're married to the law and that husband cannot bend. It can only approve you if you're perfect. And under God's law, one member of that union must die. So the law became incarnate and Jesus became the living law and perfectly fulfilled it and died that he might rise again, breaking that marriage bond and marry again the wife of his youth that had been divorced. And we then might receive his help instead of having to labor so much for it. We're the children of promise. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. You leave those descendants of the Hagar union. You leave that mother and the Ishmaels that she produces in the same camp with Isaac, the child of promise, the children of the free. And Isaac and his mother, or Ishmael rather, and his mother are going to persecute the child of promise. There is no middle ground. Well, can't we children of promise love them and teach them? No. They came out of the womb with the wrong cause. They're formed on the basis of the wrong union. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? You that know the law, cast out the mother. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. They can't live together. Some of you wonder why I remain as tough as I am on certain subjects. They ain't getting back. I get letters from people all the time that want to come back and save face in the process. They want to say, "Well, you know, you surprise me. You do some things I couldn't do, but I guess you're doing some good. And at least this that you're doing, saving that church, is good. Can I come and help you do it?" Hell no. Don't want to see you and your smelly kid. The only way you're ever going to get back is miraculously. Be born again. I want to get some letters that say, "I've been wrong, I was wrong, and I am wrong. Please forgive me for judging you. Let's try and save your face with me in order that you can just keep your Ishmael because you're so proud of him." Throw the mothers out. I ain't asking for Hagar and Jerusalem's which are now, which is Hagar, and their miserable sons that they've polished and dressed up in their little Fauntleroy doo-doo suits, approving me. They're poison in the camp. It's like a cobra to your breast. Throw the mothers out. Do you think this pastor, after you that have gone out into the clean air of escape from the smothered butts, or the smothering butts, you think this pastor is going to let those butts sort of matriculate in like a soft watch painted by Dolly in through the keyhole? Throw the mothers out. Well, show them a little love. Tell God that when he told Abram to send the woman and her kid off to the desert, to the wilderness. "Well, I want, Lord, please let me keep Ishmael." You send him off to the wilderness. Here's rich Abraham sending that mother and her little baby, Ishmael, or her little kid, not baby, off to the desert. They'll do anything to get back. They don't have any principles. They'll blow up planes with innocent people on it. They'll blow a mother and her daughter and her baby granddaughter right out the side of a plane and then lie and smile about it and say, "I didn't do it." All you've got to do to find the amoral traditional Christian is watch the terrorists work. The fanatical fundamentalist preacher is Gaddafi for God. They're so sure they're right, they'll kill anything to force their way upon you. They define their Ishmael with the will of God and their performance in the tent with the way to do it, and they'll never change. What saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And there was no chapter and verse in Paul's letter. Stand fast, therefore, without even sucking in a breath, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. If you think I'm going to change my message and let these mothers in, you're crazier than a flea under Abram's armpit. Now you know why the song was written. Play it again. Throw the mothers out, and everybody that feels the same way, get on the phone and rejoice in your freedom. And thanks be to God, we can go down to that church downtown. There ain't no mothers there.
Their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word we style. Kick the mothers out. Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Mothers out. There are two types of children running in the race. Those who tender bondage and those called into grace. Reach the truth of freedom, then watch those bondage pout. So do the Lord a service. Kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word we sound. Kick the mothers out. Gospel, quickly tell them no, and curse them for their effort. Good, please the Lord, no doubt. Do trust His word of promise and kick the mothers out. Hey, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Do of the free, stand fast in liberty.
think I'm going to have him play that song again. Just roll that right back and play it again. I mean, that sort of puts the clincher on what I've been teaching. Play it again. How about all you children of the free? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Get on the phone.
Hey, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free. Stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be thou. Kick the mothers out. Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With the kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free. Stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be thou. Kick the mothers out. Too tight for children running in the race. Those who gender bonded and those called into grace. Preach the truth of freedom, then watch those bondage pout. So do the Lord a service, kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be thou, and kick the mothers out. Gospel, quickly tell them no, then curse them for their effort. Would please the Lord, no doubt, to trust His word of promise and kick the mothers out. Hey, kick the mothers out, do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. You of the free, stand fast in liberty. Kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout. With the kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free. Stand fast in liberty. Obey the word. Get down. And kick the mothers out.
I think we need to have that song live. That's what we need. We need that song live. I just have a hankering for that song live. That's what we need, is that song live. It's an F. Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout. So help them out when shouting time comes. Go.
Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word be thou. Kick the mothers out.
two types of children running in the race. Those who tender bondage and those called into grace. Preach the truth of freedom, then watch those bondage pout. So do the Lord a service, kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word bestowed to kick the mothers out. Tell them no,
then
curse them for their effort. Could please the Lord, no doubt. To trust His word of promise, kick the mothers out. Hey, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out.
Tell you what I want to do. Whatever that videotape was that Chris was using, roll it back a little ways. Because she was able to position some of those shots just right. With Ron's head right over those open doors. Notice he was inside saying, throw the mothers out. Now, I want to do a spot reel. So I want you to roll that back so she got those same sequence of pictures to use again. I like that. I mean, you know, the singing's good, the song's good, but the placement of the singer and the thing the director was doing, I liked it. I think that it is worthy of encasing in a permanent spot reel. Just in case we need filler music off and on during a 24-hour day. That has the message that needs to be said. Do you realize that I know since qualifying. I am as much alone in preaching this message as Paul was. The only difference is I'm going to do it. I'm as much alone in preaching this message as Luther was. And he did it. The Reformation came, but then they wore him down in his old age. He didn't mince any words. He was convinced the Pope was the Antichrist. I think he's wrong on that. But he was so determined to get all the mothers, he wasn't adverse to saying, I'm sure in his own heart he thought, if you ain't the Antichrist, the present Pope looks enough like him that I'm going to be forgiven a little exaggeration. This job is not going to be done by mealy mouths. We're outnumbered within the traditional church. And when you get in that tent with Abram and Hagar, you don't see anybody but your cavorting selves. And your activity becomes the norm, and all those little brown people come running out with their buzz saws. But I'm telling you, there's a whole world out there. All the rest of these TV evangelists just keep dividing up the same little brown people. And when one of those little groups of brown people builds a church, their budget goes down. You know, it's the same brown people paying the bills for the same buzzsaws to produce little more brown people and cut on each other. But they're the minority, really. There's a whole world of people out there that moved out from under the depressing buts that are ready for the message Jesus saves with no buts attached. All it takes is a church with the courage to say, hey, this is the faith first delivered unto the saints. Not all that other crap. Sing it again.
Kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids to persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out. There are two types of children running in the race. Those who tender bondage and those called into grace. Preach the truth of freedom, then watch those bondage pound. So do the Lord's service and kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out. Heavens descend with holy glow to preach another gospel. I quickly tell them no. Then curse them for their efforts. Would please the Lord, no doubt, to trust His word of promise. Kick the mothers out. Yeah, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of freedom, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out. Say, kick the mothers out. Do it with a shout.
Get out!
With their kids who persecute what Jesus brought about. Children of the free, stand fast in liberty. Obey the word beside. Kick the mothers out.